Storytel presents Hidden Traces by Margit Sanomo, part 38 in the Legend of the Ice People series. Narrated by me, Nina Indis. The Legend of the Ice People. The legend of the Ice People begins many centuries ago with Tengel the Evil. He was ruthless and greedy, and there was only one way to get everything that he wanted. He had to make a pact with the devil. He traveled far into the wilderness and summoned the devil with the magic potion that he had brewed in a pot. Tengel the Evil gained unlimited wealth and power, but in exchange, he cursed his own family. One of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil with evil deeds. When it was done, Tengel buried the pot. If anyone found it, the curse would be broken. So the curse was passed down through Tengel's descendants, the Ice People. One person in every generation was born with yellow cat's eyes, a sign of the curse, and magical powers which they used to serve the devil. One day, the most powerful of all the cursed Ice People would be born. This is what the legend says. Nobody knows whether it is true, but in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which is why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family. Actually, it is mostly about the women in his family. The women who held the fate of the Ice People in their hands. Chapter 1. Dolomitarna, 9th of March, 1939. Snow was falling softly and heavily over the mountainous border regions between Italy, Austria, and Yugoslavia, as if it wanted winter to last a little longer. It was night, and everything was calm up there in the little village, with its quiet, narrow streets where only a few lighted windows disturbed the darkness. The silence was broken by rapid stumbling steps along the street, gasping, jerking breaths, tearing at exhausted lungs, and the doorbell ringing like crazy. The drowsy doctor opened the door, and a man virtually fell in over the threshold. He was a well-known drunken tramp. His eyes showed that he was terrified as he held on to the doctor.
I've seen...
The doctor shook him. Well, what have you seen? White elephants? The man shook his head. He couldn't get a word over his lips.
It came walking. No, not walking. It floated along in an upright position. It didn't see me. It simply disappeared in the driving snow. Northwards, towards, leaving a stench.
The doctor was irritated. What did you see? But the man had lost his thread and was merely burbling unintelligibly.
Delirium? Never had it. Haven't drunk much. Just a bit.
Then he suddenly collapsed in the doctor's arms. His worn old brain had given in to the shock. A wooded slope in the Jura, north of Ingolstadt, 10th of March. Crows. Crows and ravens had been circling excitedly over a certain spot in the forest all day long. Their agitated shrieks irritated the local population, who finally got a few men to look into the matter. They reached the spot up on the mountainside at dusk. By then, the shrieks had ceased, but they found a lot of dead birds around an old tree in the forest. There was no clue to what could have caused this massacre of crows and ravens, nothing but a sharp, repulsive smell that very nearly suffocated the men. Autopsies of the birds showed no sign of poisoning. The man who performed the autopsy guessed that the birds had died from paralysis of the heart. Birds can easily die when they are terrified. Magdeburg.